Hello?
Hello. Okay, this is weird. It's very weird. No one's talking
What is that? What do you got?
Off the air with Chick McGee Podcast, Episode One, Take One.
Hi, welcome to the Chick McGee podcast called Off the Air. Quite simply, because we're off the air. Obviously, we're podcasting for the first time. There are two schools of thought on this. One is, why would you have a podcast? You're on the air every morning, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Tom. And the second one is, why wouldn't you have a podcast? You're used to being on the radio or talking on a microphone. Some very nice people have been very kind in their suggestions that I do host a podcast. So I'm not sure which way I'm leading at this point. Leaning? I don't know how to feel about that. I guess I just think that it's a natural progression as far as my profession, what I've been doing since 1976, being on the air in a different capacity, on the radio, and now available on a podcast, a computer near you. Gone are the days when you would listen to a radio show in hopes of hearing music, when you can carry around all your favorite music in your hand. And I think entertainment in general is going to go that way, as far as you can listen to it when you want to listen to it, and enjoy it when you want to enjoy it, and not have to rush to a radio. We're all individuals. We're all instant gratification. We want what we want when we want it. And hey, I think I might be that way. So that's why we're doing a podcast. Did I explain that? Maybe I didn't. I don't know. I thought it'd be fun. I thought it'd be a good way to talk to some people and kind of do a different thing other than my regular job on the Bob and Tom Show. Talk to some guests and get some questions answered. And I'm curious. I'm a curious person. I like to know stuff, ask questions, meet people. Celebrities, I guess. I don't mean meet regular people. Let's not get carried away. I mean, let's face it, normal people scare me. We're going to cut all this out. It's fine. Anyway, this is really different. We had the studio free, I guess, is another reason we're doing the podcast. We had the microphones. I've got the chair. I'm actually sitting in the same place that I sit in the morning. See, there's the sodomy bell for you regular listeners. There's my, that's my, what did we do the horn for? I even forget now. We haven't honked it in so long. Butt sex? I forget. What is it for?
It's the feces horn, right?
Feces horn. We talk about feces. Yeah. That's my producer, Jason, I guess. Without Jason, actually, most likely wouldn't have gotten this far if we're tracking where we're going.
Well, and we'll see how far it gets.
Yeah, we'll see how far it gets. There's no. Do we have a vision? Mission statement. That's what we need. No, I don't know. Do we need a mission
statement? Yeah. Don't you need one?
I should.
Do you want to go through this list?
I can. We can cut some of this out. I don't have to. Everything doesn't have to be.
No.
Okay.
There's plenty of lists out there.
About a podcast should be.
How to do a good podcast. How to make it better. And then the one I found was something about stuff every podcaster should know, should keep in mind.
Right.
And seeing how you're doing a podcast about possibly doing a podcast.
Is it possibly doing a podcast now? I thought we were going to.
We'll see.
This is just a trial.
You're only 4 minutes in.
Have I been canceled already? Is it done? Well, that was disappointing at best. We haven't even had a guest yet.
I don't think you need. Maybe we'll get to that. Do you even need guests?
Oh, I need a guest. I need somebody to talk to. I mean, you're fine, but I think I should have someone to talk to.
Okay.
I just have never had anyone to I don't know what I'm trying to say. This is all very different and all very new, and we're feeling our way. And odds are you're not going to hear any of this. But the parts that you're hearing, I hope you're enjoying. And we're going to get better, and we're going to have guests, and we're going to have a good time. We're going to have fun. And, we can cuss, which is exciting. I won't cuss right now because that would be.
Mm-hmm. Your eyes did light up.
My eyes did light up when I said that. But that almost seems childish, which is totally me. So, also, Twitter is going to be a good tool for us. ChickMcGee1 on Twitter, if you'd like to tweet some things. I think as we get rolling and we start to get a regular. Well, now see, I'm saying this, and I'm thinking I've been canceled already.
You're going to have a regular audience. That's where you're going, right?
Going to have it. Well, no, you just said we might not even have a show.
Well, let's prove to the people that it's worthwhile.
Are you implying so far it's not worthwhile? I just got started.
On length alone,
you made a face. Are you saying it's not worthwhile? And you went, a visible, so far not worthwhile.
Just based on length alone. So you were talking about Twitter.
I was talking about Twitter.
Which brings us to who's your target audience?
Who is my target audience? People on Twitter, I guess.
Well, those are your biggest fans, would you say?
See, I'm really uncomfortable talking about fans or anyone
okay,
who
okay,
enjoys
they're not
me,
fans, or, but they want to hear what you have to say. That's what Twitter is.
They're curious.
They're curious.
Yeah.
So what do you think they want to listen to?
They want to hear me talk to guests, I think. No? Or just me
it's
talk
possible.
About stuff?
Yeah.
Me talk about stuff.
Okay, so what are you going to say?
I don't know. I'm lost.
How are you going to be different than other podcasts out there that just ramble?
I don't mind rambling sometimes.
Okay. Okay, what do you like to talk about?
What I would like to talk about? Mm-hmm. Is this all being recorded right now?
Yes, it's being recorded. That's what we're doing.
I think it's all, that part creeped me out.
We're doing a podcast.
Wait a minute. Every time I talk, that thing goes up and down like that.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
That's nerve-wracking. This is the rambling part, right? This is the part that no one wants to hear. This is the part you're cutting out. Am I being cut already? You probably shouldn't said that thing about, well, I don't even know if we're going to do a podcast.
I didn't know if we were going to publish the podcast is what I'm saying. We're doing it.
Oh, we're doing it, but we don't know if we're going to. Well, now, wait a minute. Is that we don't know we're going to do it? We don't know people are going to be interested, or you just don't know how to do it yet. Maybe that's the point. Maybe if you.
I have to have it to put it up, so we don't have one yet, and this is the one.
So this will be the fun one. This is like the make believe one.
If that's what you want to, if that's what you want to think, yes, it's definitely make believe.
This might not even ever. This probably won't ever even see the light of day.
I don't even think it's happening right now.
Man, I hope not. I guess we could talk at some point. I guess we could talk to or talk about. Are people curious about the Bob and Tom show and how that works? No?
Maybe.
Or they get all their questions about that answered as they're listening to the show, possibly.
I think they're more into
what
Chick
I'm doing.
McGee.
What I'm doing?
Uh-huh.
What I did today, for instance?
Perhaps.
Well, we could start there. I had to hang a headboard today.
So you just went out, bought a headboard,
I made the mistake of saying, oh yeah, I've done that before to my girlfriend who is very crafty. We have the third largest branch of Hobby Lobby in our home, the state where we live. There's two major metropolitan areas that have Hobby Lobbies that have more in-stock merchandise, and then it's our home.
Okay.
So she's very handy, and she decided to, she wants to make a headboard. She redid the kids' rooms, and so I had to go out and get a piece of plywood and have that cut by some technicians at a hardware store, mm-hmm. which took the better part of the morning. And you wouldn't think 74 by 23 would be that tough of a dimension to measure and cut. Got that all fixed. She put the foam and the batting and the fabric on the headboard on this square. But then it was up to me to secure it to the wall so active children wouldn't pull it off from the wall or be hurt by it or something like that. And I don't really have any common sense. I think is the most complimentary way of saying that my home improvement skills have reached a point where whatever I'm trying to do, the things that I'm breaking on the way to that goal, I can usually fix. So like if I'm hanging a door and I put a hole in the wall as I'm hanging the door, I can fix the hole in the wall and then get the door hung. I consider that a success. So that's like today. I was trying to put this headboard on the wall, and I couldn't figure out how to affix it securely. I could put it on the wall in not that secure fashion. I wanted to have it more secure to the wall. So it took me probably an hour to realize, hey, if I move these 1x4 pieces of pine to where the 2x4s are in the wall, and then screw them into the tuba, into the studs, that will make a nice solid foundation.
So finding the studs wasn't your first thought.
That's right. You would think.
Do you have a stud finder?
I had a stud finder, and I was finding the studs, but it took me, I don't know, the better part of an hour to realize if I move the studs, if I move the wood that was attached to the headboard, you know, like their legs. Legs and then the headboard, okay? If I move those to where the studs were and then into the studs and into the headboard then into the studs is what I should have said. And this is a horrible podcast. This is probably, I would turn this off if I was listening to this. This is all your fault. You're the reason I'm here. I'm going to have a drink. It's just water.
So you got it up. Looks good.
Got it up. Looks good. it's really secure to the wall, and everything's fine. But it took me like, you know, twice as long as what it should have, I guess is the easy way to say that. And that's my home improvement. That's what I did today.
Okay.
Boy, did I sweat.
Whew.
Gosh, it was hot. I think I might have dropped some screws in the kid's room, too. He'll step on those. I'll
and
hear
didn't
about that.
Pick them up.
No, I thought I got all of them.
Well, you had the little magnetic.
You know, people like you that. Yeah,
I don't have one.
Bar. No,
I don't
well then why
one,
would you bring it up?
Because you do a lot more projects than I do.
I do projects. Yeah, I had the chop saw out. You don't have a chop saw?
What do you call a chop saw?
It's the. You just chop.
Okay.
I don't know why they call it a chop saw, but
who's
they?
Because I don't see
chop
it
saw?
On the little sign saying
circular saw,
DeWalt chop saw.
I bet if you Google chop saw, a picture of what I used comes up. What do you think a chop saw? What do you call a chop?
That sounds right, but I don't ever call it a chop
circular
saw.
Circular saw, a radial arm saw.
Yeah,
I think a circular saw is more handheld. So anyway, we hope to have guests at some point. What we're doing is getting warmed up. This isn't, we're just, maybe we could take some questions.
We could get to that point, but they have to know you exist first.
That's true. We could talk to my girlfriend on the phone. You want to do that?
Eventually.
She just
texted I'm a big fan.
Well, yeah, I know
she's,
that.
She was my friend before
you,
she was your friend.
That's not true.
That is very true.
You'd be surprised how long I've known her. My point is...
Son of a... Chop saw is right there.
I told you.
Miter saw? Is that maybe the real... I thought you were way off on that
You thought I was way off with the term chop saw. See, there's a chop saw, there's a table saw.
No one cares anything about me, but I hate being wrong.
You hate being wrong?
Yeah.
See, I'm amazed when I'm right.
Okay. All right, so are you texting? during your podcast.
No, here's the thing. If you want this podcast to be about me and what I'm thinking about and what I do and what I talk to, and sometimes we'll have a guest like a Greg Warren or a Tommy Jonigan or a Jeff Bodart or Maria Bamford or, you know,
sure,
some of my favorite comedians.
It's a small list.
That
yes.
would be great. I like lots of comedians.
No,
see,
I do
this is a problem, too. I can't totally be honest. I would love to be totally honest.
Why can't you
because
be honest?
Because people hear podcasts, and then they'll go, hey, did you hear that Chick on his podcast doesn't like... and then it gets back to whoever, and so I can't really...
So you feel... you feel...
See, but my whole life revolves around things, for whatever reason, we've decided not to talk to or not to talk about that much on the show, which is another reason why this podcast will be good. My whole life revolves around my girlfriend and her kids and my three kids and three different households and my grandkids. I got two grandkids. I've got lots to talk about in my personal life, but...
You're a big fan of TV and movies.
I like TV, but I don't...
You're very knowledgeable.
I don't...
And on, you're hip to what's going on out there.
I don't sit and watch TV all the time.
No.
I don't...
But there's that perception.
There is a perception that if you don't see me, I'm either masturbating or watching television. There was a point in my life... through no fault of my own, where I had to masturbate. It wasn't just, my fault.
Just to live.
Now, not so much. I'm just saying that you do what you have to do at certain points in your life.
Okay.
And this is what I'm doing right now. And
what are your areas of expertise?
Expertise. What am I an expert on?
Yes.
It's a tough one. I guess football and TV, as far as documentaries and movies and things like that, I like to be aware.
So as football season gets
NFL
closer.
NFL season.
Is that, can we do some podcasts on what just happened or general thoughts or just forget about it
maybe,
from that look on your
I
face?
I don't know. I don't. I've always said that in my next life, I'm not going to... make my favorite football team common knowledge.
Yes.
Because people, and I'm talking to some of you, people can be very, very mean as far as... It's weird that some people seem like their first inclination with me, whatever reason it is that they want to say something that'll, I guess, catch my attention by insulting me. And they do the same thing on Twitter. I mean,
that's the only way they can get your attention is by an insult.
That's the way they feel anyway.
And a lot of that is general. The general direction is towards the Redskins.
Yeah, they know that my favorite football team is the Redskins, and certainly, as I've said before, the Redskins. There was a time when they went to 4 Super Bowls in 9 years. I mean, but right now, certainly, it's. They haven't been to a Super Bowl since 26, and we're coming up on 47. So that's 20 years or so.
But I don't think you appreciate the balance of people that are that are Redskins fans and enjoy that with you, and also appreciate the fact that you've held tight to your favorite team for so long.
I think
they appreciate that loyalty. It's hard to find
because not everybody are the not everybody can be a fan of the Steelers or the Patriots or the. Or the Saints, or the
Cowboys,
or the Giants, or the. Well, now I'm depressed.
Okay, so you're an expert on football.
You're bumming me. I don't know expert. I don't. I'm not a brag.
No. I don't expect you to brag.
I don't want to say I'm an expert. No.
Knowledgeable.
Were you supposed to talk on this?
I don't think so.
This is my producer, Jason.
You gave me the eyes early, like, this is really weird.
I need somebody to talk to. That's my
fine.
Problem.
And we'll get to that. But people want to hear you talk.
About what?
You just said a bunch of things that you're going to give some insight to. You don't have to do it all today. But, you know, kids, grandkids, you football, you like to build stuff. You like to, find a neat little restaurant.
I do. I do.
You don't just go to the same place
right?
every other day, right?
I like sushi.
Like Tom. Sorry, not supposed to mention it.
We're not supposed to. Now,
no.
We don't want to talk about that show, right, so much.
No.
Unless it comes up.
No, but everyone has a friend out there that goes to the same place all the time, does the same things.
Right.
And while that perception out there might exist for you, that's not the truth.
Mm-mm. There's a lot of perceptions out there about me that aren't the truth.
Care to go over any of this?
Well, there's a perception that I've been married 3 times. That one's correct.
And that's just on paper, though.
You know, though, you look up and you go, hey, how'd that happen? I've been married 3 times, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't think I want to talk about
that. No, there's no need to go
there's
into
no
that.
Need to talk about that.
No. Because you're living in the now. And now's pretty good.
Now is real good, yeah. Now's amazing. Compared to then. Oh, then. Oh, whew.
Did you ever think you would get to this point?
No.
Ever?
No.
In any part of your life?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Unattainable.
Science fiction.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? What? Me? Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, there was a time in my life I was on every antidepressant that was available. And now I'm not on anything.
Zero.
Zero antidepressants. I've had some health problems.
Mm-hmm.
Double bypass in 1994.
Okay.
And they told me, we don't know how long that graft's going to last. You could live 15 years. Well, it's been 18 years.
Mm-hmm. Same graft is in there. They haven't had to change it.
Everything's all held together with chicken wire and gum and a little stick-to-itiveness.
It's amazing.
I thought this would be easier.
I think you're rolling. I think it's a
little better, right?
No, it's very good.
Shouldn't the podcast, though, be, by its very nature, something a little bit more personal than even the radio?
Absolutely.
And the radio, I think, of all the mediums, television, radio, movies, carnivals, direct mail, you know, things like that. I think radio is the most personal because most often it's just there people listening to our show, you know, in the car by themselves or in the shower by themselves or... I don't know why I said shower.
Well, even now, it's in headphones.
Right.
It's just, you're in their head.
But this is even taking it another step further because I can be a little bit more honest. I don't have to be quite such a character that I am on in the show. I don't, you know, I don't have to. Well, this, I think what's making me, this is like therapy. The thing that's making me uncomfortable with this is that it does feel... I can say anything I want without having to think 2 or 3 steps ahead.
But that's sort of dangerous or scary.
It's very scary, yes. Not dangerous,
knowing
scary.
You can do whatever you want.
Terrifying. Terrifying is what it is.
Okay, so how do we get over that?
I don't know. I think we're getting over it.
Okay.
Wait a minute. We're over it. Right then, bang, just like that.
So would you accept any and all questions from, say, your Twitter followers?
Well, yeah. See, that's what I want to do. I want to start like every week, like having a time that we do this and we'd have a guest come in.
Once a week?
Is that what we're saying?
Oh, I'm just asking.
I would love to do once a week.
Really? Okay.
Are you skeptical that I can get in here once a week?
That was our, that's on the list somewhere. How often will you do it?
Well, see, I think.
Which is fine. If people want it every week. Let's do it every week.
But then it starts to be... See, another reason I wanted to do this, it's human nature to, after you've been doing something so long, and getting back to bragging, I don't want to brag, but we have a pretty good radio show. And I think I certainly play a pretty big part in that. But it's like any job you have, anything you have to do every day, there are shortcuts, and there are, you get comfortable, and this is scenario number four, so I react with a three or whatever, you know. This is another way. This is a way that I can do something that I feel like is different, is new, is going to be exciting. It's very different than the radio show, and that's kind of exciting without having to say, "Look, I'm leaving. I'm going to San Diego. I'm going to do something on my own. I can stay right here and do something on my own, but I'm not doing something on my own. You're here."
Well, and give a little background on that story. In 1995-ish, 94-ish?
1995, January 1995, right. I moved to San Diego and did morning radio there for 6 months.
While Bob and Tom were just getting the network started.
Right, I'd been on with Bob and Tom since 87, so that I had 8 years of, mm-hmm. well, not 8 years of, but probably, we'd gotten 5 years in, the show had gotten pretty good, and there was talk of, hey, let's syndicate this. Maybe this will. And then first it was close by markets, and then it was, or cities, and then it was close by states, and then it was across the country. But I'd heard that for 5 years, and quite frankly, mm-hmm. The compensation I thought wasn't what it should be 5 years into the show. And like any other job, you start to, oh, well, I'll just, you know, see what's out there. Mm-hmm. So I did. And as I was leaving, they go, oh, well, you know, we're going to start syndicating in a couple of weeks. I go, really? Well, good. Good luck. But in thinking about that situation and what happened, Tom had the foresight to, well, let's keep his name at least in the show as somebody we can call and, mm-hmm. and talk to. So they would call me when I would be on my way to work in San Diego, and we'd talk back and forth. I was the California correspondent or whatever it was, mm-hmm. and they kind of kept my hand in because, you know, I'm sure he suspected that it wasn't going to work. And maybe in a future podcast, I'll explain why it didn't work. But I ended up doing mornings by myself. The guy I'd done mornings with decided to quit, and it just wasn't working out.
And you were just playing music.
I was just playing music. Yeah, there was no, there was very little conversation. Unlike this, where there seems like there's too much conversation here on the podcast. But yeah, there was just, I would literally give the call letters and go into another song. And that was obviously not something that I wanted to do. Or it was like they'd paid a number one draft choice to come out and run the offense, and he was sitting on the bench. So they weren't going to pay me what they were paying me for very long to just do that. So Tom and I talked, and I think we were only syndicated on like two or three stations at that time when I came back. So I had to talk to the general manager here, and then we all decided that I'd come back. So I came back. Look, they had trouble replacing me, okay? There's the bottom line, okay? I mean, I invented what I do, okay? So how do you, you know, it's like, how are you going to replace that guy? How do you replace Henry Ford? You can't, okay?
Don't try to be Chick McGee.
Yeah.
We've already got a Chick McGee.
We already got a Chick McGee. Don't try to be Kramer. Don't try to be, what was it, Bizarro? Bizarro Kramer's name. Fenster? No, what was it?
Feldman.
That's right. We've already got a Kramer.
Yeah.
It's Feldman.
You like Seinfeld.
I love Seinfeld.
We're both big Seinfeld fans.
Big Seinfeld fans. And
how's your little experiment going with your girlfriend? Because she...
What do you mean, experiment?
Not your relationship. The Seinfeld thing. Because if there was anything... Sorry, we're getting a little personal here. But if there was anything that you two did not connect on, it was Seinfeld. Because she didn't watch it. Hadn't watched it.
Hadn't really seen an episode.
Didn't really know much about it or necessarily care to get into it.
Had seen like five... She's a big Friends person. She likes Friends. Okay. Loves Friends, okay. Which I've come to appreciate. I've watched some Friends and it's...
They're not bad.
Pretty good.
After, you know...
Pretty funny. After Seinfeld. I mean, but then you watch the early Seinfelds and those are like, oh, this is really not good.
The first
or second season.
Yeah. Those were bad.
They really didn't until they started chopping up.
The more stuff on the walls and on the refrigerator, the better the show.
Right. That's exactly right.
That's how I see it.
That's exactly right.
Okay, we had really good momentum there.
And I stopped, didn't I?
Well, that's okay.
Are we going to have music? Are we going to have theme music?
Well, I don't know. Should we? Here's what I thought.
I could call Bob. Maybe he'd write us something. Wouldn't that be cool?
Here's what I want to do. I didn't run this by you yet, so I can edit this out. But I think you should have user-submitted theme songs.
No fucking way.
They can email a little. It's so easy to do. You finally did it.
Yeah.
It's so easy to do a song, whether it be on GarageBand or what have you, or just someone singing into their phone,
sending that to you. I think maybe vocals, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe an instrumental.
How about instrumental? Humming an instrumental. Just and then throw a Chick McGee.
I guess.
User submitted themes.
Are you going to be able to cut this up so there's something we can do?
This is gone.
Yeah, there's no way we're going to.
So you want music is what you're saying.
I want music.
Because everybody has music. See, I want this.
It seems like my girlfriend said the same thing. She said you want it to seem like she didn't even want it to name the show. She just.
Sure.
Yeah, hi, it's Chick McGee, and this is my podcast, and here we go. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, some sort of music.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to Off the Air with Chick McGee.
Sure.
I'm Chick McGee.
What kind of music? Can you give me a...
Something bouncy, something happy.
Okay, something bouncy.
Something up-tempo.
All right.
Something, I like guitars. Guitars are good.
Like a rocking guitar, or maybe a little bouncy acoustic guitar?
I think you're right. I think you're onto something here. Instrumental submissions will be accepted. I think that would be... I don't know how we get it out there, but...
Well, hopefully people are listening to this.
Are you being snotty?
That seemed
like a snotty response, to be honest.
I'm just writing this down. Instrumental, no vocals.
No, I don't think so.
And it better be, if you're sending something in, don't be ripping somebody off. I want it to... It almost needs to sound... A little amateurish,
and we're not going to pay. We're not going to pay for if it comes postage due. We're not going
to. You just send it via an email.
Wow, that sounded old. Cut that part out. Wow, who gets mail anymore? Jeez, you're right. What am I thinking? The old MP3.
Mm-hmm.
We can have them tomorrow. We could do a podcast tomorrow. We got to start somewhere, though, right?
Yeah. This has become a great start so far. I mean, do we set up an email just for the people, like a kind of a secret email for people that have listened to this?
Right now?
Well, I can.
What about Chick McGee at chickmcgee.com? Is that working?
It can. Do you,
by the time
you don't
this...
want that to be for you? You just want that to be for the listeners? Or do you need a more secret one?
I already have a personal email, but that's kind of business related.
Well, no, I'm not saying that one.
No.
I mean, do you want to go around and say, hey, if you want to send me an email, it's chickster@chickmcgee.com. No? Do you need that?
It feels like you're coming on to me right now. Hey, if you want to send me an email, it's chickster@chickmcgee.com. The Chickster.
Whatever you want. I can make it happen.
Now it sounds like you're quitting. Am I assuming too much? Am I reading too much into what you're saying?
No.
So what? So the listener email would be one email, and then my email would be...
Yeah. Unless you want a direct link to the listener. The listeners can send you an email, and it goes right to you.
Hang on, my girlfriend is texting me right now.
She can't hear this.
She wants to know what I want for dinner.
All right.
We're ordering pizza, evidently. I like to go a sausage, mushroom, and I always go extra cheese.
Do they really put extra cheese on it, though?
I think they do.
I don't know.
I think the Better Business Bureau would be down on that.
I think they had like one little strip, you know, little string of cheese.
They can't do it. I mean, the good places can't do that. I'm sure there are some fly-by-night pizza places out there who charge a dollar extra per pizza.
How much is that pizza going to cost you?
Sausage, mushroom, extra cheese?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say $15.
Okay. So it sounds like a good quality pizza.
It's a great pizza.
Okay.
What are you trying to come over? Is that what you're doing? You don't even know where I live.
Yes, I do.
You know exactly where I live?
Pretty darn close.
How's that?
Are you about a 9-iron or less from a railroad track?
Yeah. It's not a 9-iron. It's a sand wedge.
A sand wedge. L wedge? How about an L wedge?
It's an L wedge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My shed is right up. What did he say? My shed is right up next to the railroad tracks, practically. Yeah.
Did you build that shed?
No, I did not. Okay. That shed's pre-existing. It's okay. Pre-existing condition.
How good a shape is that shed in?
It's infested right now with mice.
What?
We're thinking about a cat. We're seriously considering getting a
just
cat.
Just getting a cat and throwing it in there and locking the door?
I figure that's what cats do, right? I'm not a cat guy.
Yeah.
Is this going to cause a problem? If you're listening to this podcast and thinking there are going to be pro-cat comments... You can wait, but it's going to be a long wait.
But it's not anti-cat. It's just not pro-cat.
It's more likely to be anti-cat than pro-cat.
I can tell you that. You can't do this.
I'm pro-dog. I'm very pro-dog. I'm all about the canine.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I think we should call her on the phone. Just have her say hi.
We can do that.
We could cut all this out.
I can...
Maybe not.
I could put like a sound effect in right here. like a good klaxon horn.
Mm.
And then next thing you know, hello?
I thought this would be easier.
I think it's gotten easy.
I just want it to be fun. I just want it to be something. I don't want it to be confrontational. I don't like that kind of humor.
No.
I don't like practical jokes.
Right.
Because I've been the victim of so many. I just want it to be a good time. Hey, that was really a nice time, I'd like to hear people say. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. And I think the best way you can do that is interacting with your
Twitter people?
Your followers.
Well, they don't know we're doing it right now, though.
I know that. That's why this one's so awkward.
What do you mean? That's why this one is so awkward. I thought it was awkward at first. I think it got better. Now it's back to being awkward only because you just said that.
I said it in quotes.
I don't think you did. I think you said that's why this was so awkward. I think that was a very honest comment that slipped out of your mouth.
I'm setting the bar down here so that when people actually know about it,
Where was it before this?
It didn't even exist.
There was no bar.
There was no bar.
But it's now it's low.
Well, it's you know.
I'd like it to be high at some point.
Well, yeah. And it'll get there. See, you just need to get over. This is what you even told me before we even started. I just need to start doing something.
Yeah, I just need to start doing it. You're right. It'll get easy.
And you're doing it.
I mean, I don't want it to get easy. I want it to get interesting and fun. I don't want it to be easy for anybody. Well, I want it to be easy for my guests, obviously.
But mm-hmm.
Cut that belch out, right?
Gone.
We're not going to be sitting here much longer, are we? What do we got here? We got 10 minutes we can put up?
Well, yeah. Oh, I could trim this down to a solid 15. Are you kidding? We got the headboard story. San Diego.
That whole thing. That's golden.
Your intro was golden. Why am I podcasting?
It's a natural. I said it's a natural progression of what my profession has become. This is what we're supposed to do now, and I kind of like it actually. I like this personal that I'm. This is mine. Well,
mm-hmm.
Ours. And okay, that was kind of a shock. Yeah, but truthfully, I wouldn't be here or doing this. I had thought about doing this for a long time, but I'm not what you would call, I don't know, I guess.
You needed a motivator.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I have certainly had a broadcast career, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've been on the air for 36 years.
Yeah.
And, but it's going to sound silly to say I'm not really a self-starter. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I've been wanting to do a podcast for quite a long time. But the way things happened in my life, you approached me about it, and that made sense. So here we are.
You brought it up.
That's not true. I don't know how you're remembering things.
And I said, I can help you with that.
Did I?
Mm-hmm. Then we hugged, and then you
I don't remember the hug.
Yeah, it was there.
Was there a hug?
Oh, there was a hug.
All right.
A little squeeze.
And I don't want, as far as the podcast goes, I don't want any criticism about anything on the podcast. Do you hear me?
I'm not going to criticize.
I don't want you to criticize. I don't want anybody on Twitter criticizing. I don't want any email. Email. I don't want any email criticize. I'm being silly, of course. People are going to criticize. I mean, that's only natural.
But you got to take it as constructive.
See, that's no, I can't.
You can't. No constructive.
No, I'm too childish.
Nothing constructive.
No.
I thought you got over that.
I have the emotions of a small baby. Is my problem. Ask anybody.
Now, the emotions of a small baby different small than a baby. Large baby?
Like I'm going to say a 7-month-old. If I could lay on my back and cry and shake my fist most of the day, that's what I would do. If there was someone to put up with that, I'm sure I would do it. And I kind of, I guess, sort of have here. At some point,
I said there's probably been plenty of people,
yeah,
that have put up with it.
Yeah, I guess. So we got to get guests. We got to get this. I think I'll do better with guests.
Guests? Would you?
What did you call this again? Awful?
No.
I think you did.
Awkward.
Awkward. I guess it was.
It's not been awful.
Do you know the difference between awful and awkward? I guess awkward is kind of interesting because it's awkward.
Mm-hmm. See, here.
Awful is like I can't even listen to
it. I should have put an adverb in. It's been deliciously awkward.
Okay. I like that. I'll take that.
You watch or be entertained by something deliciously awkward.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, see?
Heck yeah.
You just did it.
Not awful, though. I won't watch anything awful.
Eventually, I'll turn it off. Absolutely not.
I won't watch Bill Maher. He's awful.
Yeah, he's awful.
I want to get that out there in the podcast. Don't cut this part out.
Okay. State it. So early on, you said you didn't really necessarily want a list. Because if you're going to make a list, I need to keep track of it.
A list of one true fact a day?
Well, one person you don't necessarily care for. That's an easy one, though.
I think one person every podcast that I don't like?
Well, I don't know.
Can it be the same person?
Okay. Okay, so...
I don't know why I don't like Bill Maher so much.
No, he's very abrasive.
Is it easy? Is it easy not to like him?
Yes, I think it's very
easy.
Here's
why I don't like Bill Maher. Here's why. I don't know the man. I've never met him. But I know 20 comedians who know him. And I've never heard a good story about him. I've never heard about him being kind. He used to be a hardworking road comic like a lot of other comedians. And then I don't know how he got this show on HBO, and I don't know why people listen to him for his political opinions, but they do. And all of a sudden, he's supposed to be taken seriously for offering awful abrasive thoughts and I just don't understand it. And he's really running with it, too. He seems to be really soaking in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Just for the shock value, seems like. Yeah.
Yeah. That's no good.
All right, we got one. That's good. That's an easy one.
Bill Maher. He won't hear about this, will he? I think I could whip him, though. I think I could beat him up.
Really?
How old is he?
I bet I could see. He probably throws his hands like a sissy.
I think he works. I bet he does. You think he works out?
I don't think it matters.
Yeah, I don't think he works out. No, it's not going to matter.
Okay.
I'll take him.
Street fight? You and him?
Phone booth.
Phone booth. Oh.
Everybody say that's the title. It's like mail. Phone booth. Who says phone booth anymore? Sorry. I meant I would fight him in a closet. How about that?
Sure. A walk-in closet.
A walk-in closet. It could be a bigger walk-in closet. That'd be fine. I guess all closets by definition are walk-in closets are big, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Fight him in a shower. How about that? See, this all sounds so gay now all of a sudden. I'd fight him in a closet. I'd fight him in the shower. We'd both have to be naked. I don't guess you'd have to be naked in the shower, but it implies that two guys fighting in the shower implies prison, implies all sorts of awful things going on. Me and Bill Maher.
Okay, so the plan.
So if he calls, here's the plan. This is a list of people we won't have on the show, no matter what.
Not going to have them.
Not going to have them on the show. Number one, first one out of the box, Bill Maher. Even if he calls, begs, please, no. Absolutely not. This show will be Bill Maher free. I guarantee that.
Can we put up a sign? This podcast has been Bill Maher free for so many days.
And we are going to keep track. We're going to put up a number, and I'll refer to it when I remember it or you remind me. We've been Bill Maher free for 38 days, let's say. I like that idea. I like that very much. We'll keep that. Well, I think we're about done here. This was good.
Was it freeing?
It was a deliciously awkward and a nice start. Because, let's face it, I did no preparation. I just came in. You gave me some. You were very kind to give me some nice notes. But I really didn't.
Didn't really care? Didn't really care?
No. I cared. I liked the notes. I certainly read them. But I really didn't use them in any way.
Okay.
Is my point. But the next podcast, I will take more seriously.
Okay, and the next one we will have.
We'll have an email, or you'll
tweet when you start.
I'll tweet when I start. Hey, we're up. Send me a.
Because deep down, I think it'll be at its best when you're interacting with the people.
That's right.
But the thing I worry about it is I don't want it to seem like it's a sort of a monkey show. Hey, chick, do this. Hey, chick, talk about this. Is that okay?
I don't mind a good monkey show. Okay. I like a monkey show.
Monkey show it is.
I think we can. I think we can control how much of a monkey show it is. I mean, if we see something coming in, and they go, hey, "We want you to make the rock and sock 'em robot sound or whatever." And if I don't feel like doing it, I won't even read.
Right.
So there you go.
But if they want your opinion on something,
sorry, go ahead. Yeah. If they want my opinion on something, yeah, I could do that.
Okay.
I like this, you being on here. This is all right. I think this is okay. I think this might have been a little bit too much for this. No, I think it was. I think it might be a little bit too much for future podcasts.
Oh,
but I think this was fine for this one.
I don't want to talk.
This was the one that, yeah, this was good. This helped me get through this.
I like it.
ChickMcGee.com. There's going to be all kinds of cool stuff coming up on there, right? Not like giveaways or anything, but is that where the podcast is going to be available?
It's going to be available there, yes. And they will only know that because they will have gotten this there. It's the only place you're going to find it.
So how are we going to tell people that it's available at chickmcgee.com if they don't? I guess I'll have to tweet it.
You have to tweet it because those are the people that like you and want to hear you anyway.
Even in this way?
Even in this way.
Even deliciously awkward?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll do another one later, and thank you for listening to this one so far. And I think this one was free. We'll talk about if we're going to charge for it later. I don't want to scare anybody off initially. We're going to charge $1,000 an episode, and if we only, sell two or three, we're still ahead. I'm kidding, of course. Give me a break. I'm Chick McGee. Thank you for listening to Off the Air.